Joe Bartnick, Fraser Smith here from Puck Off. And you know, Joe, fantasy football is awesome. And the best way I think to play it is FanDuel.
Well, yeah, because you get to pick a new team every week.
Yeah. You know, if your team sucks, that's okay.
Yeah, you start again.
You can start all over.
So if you were dumb enough, and like me, not to pick Big Ben last 2 weeks ago, yeah, you had a chance to pick him this week that's when he right. went for another 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, man. It makes it action-packed because you're not stuck with the same old team.
Yeah, and if you know, one thing, what I always do is forget there's a game on Thursday.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because you can just play just a Sunday-only section. It's like the new games come up all the time.
Yeah, any way you want to do it. And you are missing out if you're not doing FanDuel because they have paid over $10 million. Yeah. They're paying out every single week this NFL season.
Yeah. And this guy named Matt Nichols.
How about that guy? Matt.
For $25, he won $25,000.
There's some Christmas money.
Yeah. He's not Nichols anymore. They call him Matty Dimes.
Yeah.
Matty Quarters.
Come on, Nichols. We're going to up the ante here. Yeah. And that's playing FanDuel Fantasy Football. It's the leader in 1 week fantasy football leagues. The money is real. Entry fees start at just $1. No season long commitment, guys. No upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want.
Yeah. And the first 50 people that use Puck as their code, and there's a little microphone in the corner, yep, and you click it and you type in Puck, they will double your money up to $200 free.
Wow, that's great. Up to $200 free. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use our code Puck. So don't forget to get in there and use Puck as your code. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. All right, it's Puck Off time. Guys, Fraser Smith here along with my buddy, Joe Bartnick. And Joe, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Just breaking news. 5 minutes ago, I heard on the car on the way over here, The Flower got an extra 4-year deal.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
So everyone, you got 4 more years of The Flower. Love him, hate him. Back him as I do.
Yep, you do. And he's playing pretty well right now.
He's playing great. He was like two straight shutouts, and they put in Grice last night because why have Fleury have to? It's boring enough watching Minnesota play. Why actually be in the game?
Wow, you're going to get some emails. But yeah, you know what? Your team looks great.
Thank you. We do. Yeah. We're looking good. You know, it was funny. I love seeing Blausma doing analysis too next to Mirzy.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
Yeah, because it just took someone else to look at the team and say, "No, here's what you know." Someone not to just come in and pour a Sid's coffee.
All right.
You know, someone say, "Here, you're playing here, and Gino, you're playing here, and the power play, talk it." Well, the power play is like 50%.
Yeah.
And, one thing is, Minnesota, they want me to say good things about them. Then they play a big dog and they lose.
Well,
and lose in a boring way. Mike, yo, how can you have that much talent and just come up with nothing?
They do have a lot of talent.
I mean, and they pass the puck around. It's like, wow, it looks like a drill. Like, is that the morning skate? And then really.
I do like Parise, though.
Parise is good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to say, when Flower's going to do his contract renegotiation, it doesn't hurt to have, I'm sure it started a while ago, but it doesn't hurt to have 3 shutouts in a row.
No, it doesn't. Well, the other thing, too, is, though, you know what? He's still only the 10th highest paid goaltender in the league.
Really?
Which he's in the top 10, so I guess it makes it, but he's not robbing the bank.
No.
And
no.
It's good. So we can finally, we got, the new GM, Mr. Rutherford's making conscientious contracts. Not like, hey, here's all the money in the world, Chris Letang. Now let's not have enough money to sign anybody. So that was good. But we have a lot of fans. We want to go over the fact that our two wives, took out the spoon.
Yeah, I know. It's true. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Maria's Italian. You know what I'm talking about.
She knows.
Took out the spoon and beat the mistress pretty good.
Man, I don't know what's going on there. The Kings had a rough road trip.
Yeah, we can sit back and have fun, but, because our teams beat them.
Yeah.
But then they lost to Carolina. And then they had to pick on their friend of the show. You know, they went down and they beat up old Lindy, and Lindy needed a win. So, you know,
he needed one, and it looked like he was going to get one because of the first period. Kings didn't look too sharp.
Kings did not look sharp at all. And then, you know, but that's what leadership is. And that's what captains do. Dusty just blew it by late. Yeah. I mean, what a shot. That was a cannon. And they did get Trevor Lewis back because, I mean, you know, Trevor's a solid, solid player. You can't have enough solid guys, because I'll tell you, the Penguins was a little bit, you know, I mean, I'll take the win. But, you know, when Kopitar's not playing, when Gabrick's not playing, when Jones is starting instead of Quick, when Voinov is still, you know, under house arrest or whatever,
and Muzzin's still coming back.
Muzzin was a minus two because he's still hasn't broken his, and he just came out literally off the IR.
Yep,
came off the training table.
No, they've been banged up.
But a win is a win. You know, I will certainly take, and I'll tell you, I mean,
Flower, especially against the champs.
Yeah, Flower played great that game, and Gino, I mean, his plus minus is still a little off, but on the power play, I mean, he looks incredible. He's putting him on the table. I mean,
power play.
He's serving him up. I mean, Kunitz's goal last night was just like, Kunitz didn't even put a stick there. Like, Kunitz just put a stick down. It's like, there's a goal.
Yeah.
Gino just dropping dimes.
Right.
Dropping dimes.
But, you know, it's got to hurt the Kings when Kopitar's out and Gabrick and all those guys.
Well, you take one of the best lines in hockey and they're gone.
Yeah.
Two of the three. Yeah. Two of the guys are.
They really need Gabrick.
I mean, you take out their top line. It's like if the Penguins, if you said, hey, Kunitz and Crosby aren't going to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't overcome that. And they're still playing defensemen that shouldn't be. I mean, you know, I mean, I saw even Reguerre last night. They're making, look at a great play he made. It's like he's going to hurt somebody. He's going to fall on Quick. What he's going to do. But, you know, let's not forget about what the Red Wings did to the Kings.
Oh, the Wings look good in that game.
Oh, they did. I mean, that's who. I mean, geez.
Oh, he's a witch.
He's a witch. I mean, he's literally like 35 or 36, and he just put on a clinic.
Pretty amazing player.
He is.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's not even on the top line. That's why, I mean, I love the Wings are doing good.
Wings are looking good.
You know, we always talk about having a well-balanced top line. So their top line is Zetterberg center. There may not be another professional center in hockey better.
He's pretty awesome, man.
Just like a professional center.
Great. He's great.
Wins the draws, plays exquisite defense, knows what to do, doesn't get wrapped up in the BS of the game.
Great player.
Then you got Abicator, great young. He's not even so young anymore, but great power forward.
Abs is good.
Throws the body run. And then you get and you got the sniper Nyquist.
Nyquist I love.
You have to love Nyquist.
He's
you
know? Super fast, too.
Yeah, and then when they want to load up, you know, they take off Abicator and put on, they put on Datsuk, and then it's not fair. I mean, Dax, who stands in front of the net and throws a back pass to someone, you know, out at the ladies' tees, and then the guy, and it's a better shot. And how would he see that?
Yeah,
I mean that's Lemieux stuff. That's not Crosby stuff. That's not Tavares stuff. That's Lemieux stuff.
It's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. And Jimmy Howard played good.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Howard, the bouncer. I had my faith in Jimmy O.
Yeah.
He's coming through.
Yeah.
Maybe Babcock will want to stay.
You never know. I hope he does.
I hope he does. Because imagine when he goes to Toronto, I won't be able to watch TSN anymore. It'll just be the Babcock watch.
Boy, I liked it, right? I liked Catherine Tappan the other night.
Oh, I like her every day.
Yeah, she's great. And she was giving Milbury a hard time. She goes, "You're hiding in the studio." He got kind of pissed.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. You could tell. He was like, I'm not hiding anywhere.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you know, yeah, because she's on NBC now. I wish she was still on the hockey. Well, the black-haired chick on the hockey at NHL Network, she does good, too, though.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. But
Catherine Tappan's. She's great.
Yo, she's the best. She really is the best. Catherine Tappan. Yeah. We love her. I'll tell you what's crazy. To get into some of the news that's happening is John Gibson, Pittsburgh boy, pulled groin 6 to 8 weeks.
I can still skate.
They're going to call you, Frank.
Get me in there.
They're going to call you. They have the hotline to KLOS, right?
Yeah. I could be in the middle of a show and get the call, man.
Exactly.
Down to Anaheim.
You can tell Rob Schneider, hey, you guys to stay through the break.
Robbie could play.
Yeah
Robbie, you could take over the show. I'll be right back.
If you guys don't know, Frederick Anderson, the Ducks' number one goaltender, got hurt. And he was like 7-1.
And now Gibby's out.
And now Gibby pulled a groin. And so they were down.
Well, who do they use?
They were down to LaBarbera. Remember LaBarbera? He was a king. He's been everywhere. He's like 38 himself. Yeah. He was in the minors. He played Friday, Saturday, then took the red eye, came in and won on Sunday.
Wow.
The story is, though, is Dwayne Rolofsson, the goaltender. You know, it's a weird hockey's one of these things because you need a goaltender where you're allowed to get people off the street to come and play if you need
sure,
to.
You can get a walk-on.
Fans have done it. 1940, like, I think the Rangers won the cup because the guy in the stands played.
Yeah.
But they got.
I always bring my pads to a game.
You should,
just in case.
And would you don the mask or would you go completely old school?
I got. I was watching. By the way, they have a great thing, and this was on NBC Sports about the original six that you gotta watch, bro. Most of it's in black and white, and it is killer.
Oh,
and it's unbelievable. But they show the first mask. They show Jacques Plante coming out in the first mask. That was a weird looking mask too. And back then, everyone was looking at him like, you know, it's Halloween or something,
right?
Because they hadn't seen that before.
Yeah,
and it was.
They thought he was soft.
Yeah, they did. They did, man. But I don't know, man. He did the smartest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, and now you look back and it's just, it's ludicrous that he didn't know.
Well, they were asking, Crosby was laughing about it. He goes, how did anybody ever play without a mask?
Yeah.
And, you know, you think that now, but back then he was looked upon, he was looked upon as being soft.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And a great goaltender. But anyway, with Raleigh was fourth, so I think on the depth chart we have you at six.
I could probably go in there.
So, so Barb.
I'd stop a few.
Maybe next time you're having, next time you're having ribs with Barbecue Bruce, you can say you're ready to go.
By the way, Bruce, I'm ready.
Next time you're at the
Call
Sizzler.
Me. Yeah, we go to Sizzler a lot. Well, you know what? That's weird when you're both your frontline goalies are down.
Yeah, and what's funny was, and I'll make light of it right now, is when he was up, he played a couple of games, played great, Gibby. And he came over to get a bottle of water, change his stick one time, and he startled the sideline, I guess, sideline reporter, whatever you would say from, you know, every team has this inbox reporter or whatever. Yeah. And I wrote her name down, and if I could read my writing somewhere, because I had to find out who she was. What was her name? Julie Stewart Binks.
Binks, yeah.
And it's like she didn't know he was coming, and she did like the girly thing, like, I got scared. They're like, what's that down there, Julie?
You know? Come on, Julie.
And let me say this. The Ducks not only have one of the best captains in the league, Ryan Getzlaf, maybe the best player in the league.
He's an awesome
Corey
player.
Perry. Corey Perry.
Perry took over.
Right now, he's my MVP. He's my MVP of the league.
That one game, he won by himself.
Yeah. He scored the regulation and scored in overtime. Plus, he's winning fights. He's taking pucks. He's taking on, you know, he's getting killed. Just taking a beating. He's just a winner. I'm so impressed with Corey Perry.
Perry's great.
But I to get back just to run. But that chick is the hottest reporter of
ever. Really, Binks?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. I think Gibby pulled his groin thinking about her.
Probably.
I mean, I've never seen, you know, there's a lot of hot looking.
Jar Jar's sister.
There's a lot of heart.
So watch.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot of hot sideline reporters in sports.
Oh,
But this chick is ridiculous. And I mean, and she knows her hockey, too. She's a good reporter, but you figure like an
NBC
orange,
or who is she?
The Fox Sports, whatever they call it. And, you know, it's not called Fox Sports LA. It's called like Prime Ticket or something, like whatever the game the Ducks are on. She does.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, oh, my God. And, you know, for like LA, you don't get stunned by too many people. Like, I'm like, that girl's hot.
Well, the hottest one so far is Pia.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we'll have to see if Miss Binks can sing. If she's a triple threat.
They keep showing that one clip of that dude that's singing the anthem while he's skating. Have you seen that? The guy with the mullet, and then he trips on the red carpet. He skates right over the red carpet, and he takes a header, and everyone on both teams is like, you know, putting their covering
in the middle of the song.
Yeah, mid song, and then he gets up. He tries to get up, slips again. The players are now howling with laughter, and then he finally gets up and finishes the song, and then skates around and takes an applause lap.
Oh my!
I would have left immediately.
And this is the NHL.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's not like from a.
I think it was NHL. Okay. I'm pretty sure. I could. They keep showing the clip.
I'll have to Google it.
Yeah, Google that man. The guy he tries to skate over the red carpet.
that's hilarious. I have some incredible news coming up. Are we ready for our fantasy update?
Fantasy update. Here
fantasy
we go.
Update.
Rhea's got it. There it is. Traffic, Dear Mr. Fantasy. Stevie Winwood will kick in here in a minute. There he is. One of the great bands of all time, Traffic.
Guess who is in first place by 10 points?
Get out of here. Really?
Even a broken clock is right twice a day. I'm telling you, Frasier.
Wow.
I woke up on Halloween. I thought one of the fans like just rigged it funny, so I was in first place. I'm like, I'm on top of the list.
How'd that happen?
Well, you know, I got Flower.
Right.
And I got Gino and I got Letang.
And they're playing.
And
well.
They count the power play points count more than regular points. So well, my GM ship, but I'm up by like 10 points.
Wow, dude.
It was because I was like, I'm like, if I can just hold on to this until next show.
Nice
to give an update.
Yeah, you
nice to give an update,
yeah,
nice give
update.
Once. Yeah. Once is number one would be nice.
Yeah, you got it. You got it in there.
Yes, sweet nice. Hands. I had a big jump. I jumped like 10 points one time and now I'm right there. So we'll see. I'm glad I didn't make any trades. I was tempted to make.
Oh no, man! You did the right thing.
Yeah, well, you know it's funny, and I got Jimmy Howard too. Flower and Howard are my two goalies. So
wow, dude!
And I reached early. I went for the goaltending early because I'm like that seems like a lot of the.
Well, it's important. Yeah,
it is. Well, there was a great quote last night. Somebody said, Craig Button. I love Craig Button from the NHL Network. Yeah. He's great. He said, "If you don't have any goaltending, I'm going to screw up the quote. Is it if you don't have goaltending, it's all the problems, but if you have goaltending, you don't have any problems."
Well, it sure makes a diff.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You are the goaltender. You are a goaltender on record.
It's the most important guy in the team. Well, I mean, it's like a catcher in baseball, quarterback in football. Really, you got to have a good guy there.
Yeah, you have to. So thank you, Mr. Fleury, and you're worth all your money. Now, are we ready for the Goon of the Week?
Goon of the Week, I think we are. Are we ready for the sound effect of the week?
Yes.
Here it is. All right. Let me read off the... I'll just read them off and you tell me what happened. I didn't...
Oh, I would know. I'll read... Well, since we don't have a guest, it's always the captain's choice.
All right. Let's see. Is it... All right. Neil versus Bull.
Well, that was just... You know, which we love Chris Neil for just being a hard head. And Bull's kind of an old school goon, you know, not a heavyweight, but just the guy out there just to fight. And they had a absolute throwdown, rock'em sock'em, old school, you know, like 50 hammers aside.
Wow.
So that's in there. And then we had Brandon Smith just absolutely crushed Chimera's face.
Wow.
So that and a completely legal hit.
Right.
And another completely legal hit from the Blue Jackets, Griba just crushed Anisimov, which I think might be, if I was picking it, might be my hit. But there's so many other. We have a lot this week.
How about England versus O'Brien?
Well, I liked it because it was just a good fight. You know, we always like England. He's an old penguin, and O'Brien was a rookie. He was a first fight. So,
how'd he do?
He probably a draw.
Yeah,
probably a draw in England. In England, England's a good guy. Now, another one close to my heart, we can paint the picture here, is Stewart, a big underachieving power forward from Buffalo.
Right.
Knew he had to stir it up. He was probably close to being a healthy scratch. Went out and he fought Lucic. Now,
always a tough customer.
one of the toughest. And you know, Frazier, Lucic is arch enemy. He's the Osama bin Laden in Buffalo, because he ran Miller and then took on the whole team, and nobody had the kahunas to fight him.
And we don't like him in Detroit either.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No. And then he, but he, yeah, well, I guess he did some nasty stuff to you guys too.
Yeah, he's a tough guy though.
Yeah, but yeah, and at least Detroit will stand up to him. Well, that's why, you know, then 2 years ago or last year, that's why then Buffalo went out and got John Scott and 30 guys that couldn't play hockey just to find someone that would beat up Chara.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm sorry, Lucic. And at least not cry when Chara looked at him. So Chris Stewart, you know, is kind of a, you know, kind of a.
He's big.
Yeah, he's big, and he fought an even fight with Luch. So, you know, that's a good one there. And as a funny one, kind of, we're going to put in Ferentz and Cassian, because Ferentz is a tough and is just a great defenseman. He's getting old now. But he absolutely elbowed to the skull Cassian from Vancouver. And Cassian is such a cement head goon. He didn't even get hurt.
Didn't even feel it.
No. Yeah. Ferentz got 3 games.
Didn't do anything to Cassian.
You got to love Cassian. Just taking it. Just like, is that all you got,
what
Ferentz?
What was that?
Is that all you got?
Is that a fly?
Is that a fly? So then we Ryan Reeves, you know, the heavyweight, probably could play for the Rams.
He's big.
For St. Louis. He took on a rookie from the, just called up rookie from the Rangers, McIlnerth, and McGonagall fought a decent fight, but son, if you're going to be a heavyweight, take off the visor.
Yeah.
Not
come
cool.
on, the visor.
So he's not going to get my vote, but that's just one. And then of course we got Hendricks, because he beat the snot out of Danny Carcillo of the Flyers,
which you always love.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, so, but you know, it is. Oh, and I almost forgot. We had to throw in here because everyone in NASCAR, they all brawled.
The entire NASCAR. Yeah. I
don't know. I can't tell them apart, but they all fought.
That was a great brawl.
It was a great brawl.
I mean, it was like a hockey brawl where everyone clears the bench.
Yeah. Now the joke could be, hey, I went to a fight in a NASCAR race.
I went to a fight in a race.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You know what? I might have to pick NASCAR as my
goon of the week. It's the captain's choice.
I'm picking it.
There you go.
I'm picking Jeff Gordon.
There you go. Look at Frazier keeping up on the. I have heard of that guy. No, speaking of, then you know the. You know what's interesting? You know how all hockey teams they do the one thing that's like, you know, or whoever the man of the match is or the MVP of the game.
Yeah,
they all have like a tradition. Like sometimes it's like an ice shovel or just some weird thing that they get as the trophy or the souvenir of the game.
Right.
And you know, what are some of the ones that have you seen that you really like this year?
Well, I know they gave Jeff Gordon a wiper blade.
No, I know it's because Calgary, they have, because of the Flames, they give like a fireman's helmet.
Oh, that's a cool one.
That's a cool one. Because usually it's like a rock or something crazy. But the one that really impressed me was the Rangers have a really nice hat to go out on the town with. And the first couple of times I saw the guy wearing it like on MSG, I'm like, well, I just thought that was Lundqvist being stylish after the game.
He's a pimp now.
That's my favorite one because, you know, if Lundqvist looks good at anything, but if
he should wear a crown, though.
He should. He does.
Yeah.
He does in New York.
Yeah.
They don't talk bad about him in New York. Speaking of New York, my man is no longer a Ranger.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah. They gave Bugsy the
what do you think's going on there with Bugsy? Is he done? Do you think he's done?
I don't think it's good he was released in the middle of the season.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
You know, it's one thing not to make it out of camp. It's another thing to say, no, you've been here a while and we don't want you.
We're not seeing it.
Because they have some injuries on the Rangers. And I think he's going to go to the KHL, which I don't think is good for Bugsy. I don't think it's good. The guy with kind of partying problems.
Already he's
going to the capitals of Europe.
He'll be slurping down that. Wow, man.
You know,
those Moscow girls really knock you out.
Yeah, there you go.
So he's going over there and
I don't
know. Do you think that's what's that league like?
It's the second It's easily the second best league in the world, and they're really paying people a lot, and there's no taxes, so they're stealing some players.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I think is, that's why, I mean, in my lifetime, I think I will see the merge.
You think?
When travel gets, there'll be another Super League.
When they get a little bit faster travel.
When travel gets a little bit faster, there'll be another Super League. And maybe there'll even be a relegation where, like, even like the Penguins and the Flyers and, you know, maybe even like the Red Wings would be in like the second league American level. And then, you know, just like New York, LA, Chicago, Toronto, maybe it'd be like a 12 team super Moscow, you know, just the big cities.
Now, who are there any notable Canadians playing over there now? Canadian players?
No, I mean, it's still like the washout league. It's kind of like, you know, when all the guys would go to Japan to squeak
a
couple
baseball,
years out.
Yeah.
But, you know, but there's guys in Russia. I mean, like, you know how Kovalchuk left the Devils.
Yeah.
And there's guys that are staying there. That was like the big thing that the Russian team, but Ovi and Gino were pissed about, was that they were not played as much as the guys that were on the KHL team, almost as if a little snub, like, oh, you want to go be in the NHL? Well, then you won't be on top of our Olympic team.
Oh, right. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
You know,
Kovalchuk played good in the Olympics.
He did. He did. So he had something to prove.
Yeah. I always thought he was a good player. Well, you know what? That's interesting. That's an option for guys like Bugsy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sad. I just, you know, I want him to be a Penguin. I still think, I don't know. I can't think of it. I can't think of a reason why he is in Russia and Craig Adams is, on our fourth line, but I have no qualms with anything that Jim Rutherford's done so far, and certainly not.
He's done pretty well.
Certainly not the coach. So
they are looking good right now.
They're always, you know, it's November. Blazma looked like Scotty Bowman in November too.
Yeah, well, that's true. they kept having Bowman on that original six.
Oh, I bet.
Oh
yeah.
Man, he was awesome. And they had the whole thing about Richard starting the riot.
The riot, isn't that just amazing stuff?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And then the commissioner had the lack of sense to actually go to the game that night.
Right.
And people were throwing food at him and throwing, and they attacked.
Yeah, the riot started inside.
Yeah, they attacked the commissioner. That's pretty awesome, man.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, they were pissed.
Yeah, well.
You know, and they were suspending him for the whole playoffs. That's why.
It
wasn't just for regulation. They suspended him for the entire playoffs, and that set him off. And then the commish, what an idiot to even go to the game. Watch Hockey Night in Canada, dude.
Yeah, you think getting booed at the draft is rough.
Yeah, man, come on. Wow. They showed it actually had stuff flying at him while he's sitting there.
I never saw that footage.
In the stands, and he has a hat on, and people are throwing stuff. It's crazy.
Oh man, I've never seen the footage of them. I've seen like the clip, you know, like the old stuff will show the newspaper, like commissioner, you know, like throwing, you know, when they talk about it.
Yeah,
I never saw the actual food being thrown.
Uh-huh.
Or batteries or whatever, and he's getting treated like Dave Parker.
Yeah, like the batteries.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's an interesting era, man. And this guy they said that was intimidating back then was John Beliveau.
Yeah.
And he would talk trash. He was a trash talker.
Really? I thought Well, that's news to me.
Yeah.
I thought he was known for gentlemanly, I guess.
No, he's a trash talker.
He's a trash talker. Yeah. That's great. Did they say anything about what he used to say to people?
No, but one guy was saying, he kept saying, give me the puck, it's not yours. I have to get away from the puck. Or I will kill you.
That's great. Hey, one thing, did you see the Penguins Kings game, the referees actually rescinded a call. I don't know if you were watching at that moment, but they thought that a referee called a trip on Staal for tripping Sutter at the blue line, and then but he didn't really see it. He just saw Sutter go flying, so he called the trip. And the other ref came over and said no, and the guy was actually in the box.
Wow.
Staal was in the box, and they rescinded it.
They had him come back out of the box?
Come back out. Like, when do you ever see that?
I've never seen that.
And the thing that makes it interesting is because they completely robbed the your wings against the Capitals.
Yeah.
Did you see
that? No, I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Yeah. They claimed I think Brandon Smith lost a goal because they claimed that Glendenin tripped Holtby and he wasn't near him.
When they were near him. Who made that call?
A referee. They didn't give his name.
Yeah, a referee who
saved the hot
drinking the night before.
Save the save the hate mail for him.
Yeah. A team that's doing very well are the Blues.
One reason.
Tarasenko.
Tarasenko. Is he your new hurdle this year?
You know, he is hurdle. I'm glad you know that's interesting you said that.
I was thinking of you. I'm like, he's going to be your new guy.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw him, man. Yeah. He is unbelievable.
He really is. And they're playing without Stastny, which was just like they get together. But he single-handedly beat the Rangers.
Man, he was unbelievable. That kid's got it.
Yeah.
And he is like hurdle. And you know what? That team's looking good. But they always look good early.
Yeah. They they're playing shorthanded because Oshie has a concussion. Your guy TJ.
Yeah, I love Oshie too.
But I guess the whole team got mumps.
What? Really?
Yeah, I thought they was just.
They should get that more often.
I thought it was just called choking.
If it was playoff time.
Yeah. They get the mumps in April.
Yeah. Every year.
Yeah, every year. It comes back. It's like the plague. No, they do. I guess.
Wow.
Hitchcock's never had a practice this year. They've all had the mumps.
How do you practice with the mumps?
I don't even really know what the mumps are.
Maria
know what the mumps are?
No,
Maria,
she doesn't know.
Maria,
she doesn't know. It's a very weird disease.
Yeah, Maria is. She's the brains of this operation here. So I don't know. But mumps are bad.
They can't be good.
No, remember, like when I was a kid, that was one of the things you didn't want, like chicken pox. Yeah, and mumps. And
you don't want any of that stuff.
No, I don't want mumps.
So they all got the mumps, but they're playing great.
They're playing great. They really are.
Have they won six in a row? Is that what it is?
Meh, I don't know about that.
Well, they're playing good anyway.
But Tarasenko just looks insane.
He's tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, and he did the Forsberg goal in a game.
Dude, that one goal he scored was uncanny.
Yeah, well, that's the Forsberg move. That's like the stamp. That's like Forsberg's on the Swedish stamp doing that move.
Yeah, that's
one of our listeners will probably email me in, but I forget the goalie who got burned so bad. He was trying to sue Forsberg and like Sweden, like he didn't want his image on that stamp.
Well, who wants to be on that stamp if you're the goalie? Yeah, right.
Yeah, but no one's ever like done that in a game. That's why I thought of you, because I'm like, that's like a hurdle pulling that between the legs, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I told this story once before about Forsberg. Did I tell you?
No, go ahead.
He ran into a kid that's a comic. There's a comic named Brett Riley. You know Brett?
I just worked with Brett at the HaHa.
Great guy, right?
Yeah, super good.
Very good comic, too. So he finished the show. He's at the bar. And Forsberg came up. And Brett had been talking to this girl at the bar. And Forsberg had been talking to her earlier. So he goes up to Brett. He goes, hey, do you know who I am? And Brett goes, yeah, do you know who I am? He goes, well, I'm Peter Forsberg. He goes, yeah, well, I'm Brett Riley, and I'm pretty awesome. So then Forsberg loved him, and he says, you are awesome. So he took around and introduced him to the entire team.
Oh, that's great.
And everyone he introduced him, he'd go, this is Brett Riley. He's pretty awesome.
That's great. Yeah, I've only heard team-building activities surrounded by
him. Yeah, he sounds
I'll leave
cool
it at
dude.
That. But I've heard good things about Forsberg and team-building activities. One thing I want to do a shout-out to a great fan of the show and a great friend of mine, Joe Gonzalez. You'll love this. He bought me for my birthday. My birthday's coming up. He got me a Johnstown Chiefs.
Oh, come on.
Jersey.
From Slapshot.
It's from Slapshot with Bartnick on the back.
Sweet.
And 75, you know, Mean Joe.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
great.
I loved
it.
Yeah, he came to the HaHa and gave to him like,
that's
oh
a great
my
gift.
God, it was. I loved it. I loved it. And that, you know, it's funny. We don't talk about football, but that Steelers win on Sunday was the first time I used to go to all the games. When I was a kid. My dad had tickets. That was the first Steeler game I wanted to go to in like 15 years because they just retired Mean Joe's number.
No,
I literally all week, every time there's highlights of Mean Joe, I start tearing up.
Well, you got to love Mean
he's
Joe.
He's the greatest of them all. Classic. He's the greatest of them all.
Yeah, classic.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad they retired.
Yeah, but it's a great jersey. And now I have that disco song in my head the whole time. As soon as you hear that song, it's all you can think of is Slapshot.
Yeah. Was there an actual team?
Oh, yeah, the Johnstown Chiefs. That is for real.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they good?
They were like Slapshot.
They were like that.
Yeah. I mean, every team was kind of like that. But, yeah, they were. That's the Johnstown. And those guys, the Hanson brothers, are real.
The Hanson brothers were the actual guys in the movie, right?
Now I'm gonna screw this all up, but so many people know way more about this than me. So I think one of the guys. I think the Hanson brothers are the Hanson brothers. Yeah,
right.
But now I'm
wasn't the singing group Hanson? No,
no.
There's three of them too.
Yeah, but like the one guy was a real the one guy actually played in the NHL like for a long time and was a real NHL like goon. And I think the other two were always like career minor leaguer guys.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because they asked,
but they weren't actors. I mean, they were the real
guys.
Yeah.
But in minor league hockey, you get a lot of guys like that.
Well, a lot of them are like that. That's why they try not to. That's why they try to get people to skip. You know, like Gretzky, Lemieux, like get those guys to skip the minor leagues.
Because who needs to get banged up by those guys?
Yeah, because there's guys out there just looking to ruin somebody's, you know, it's like an open mic.
Yeah.
People just trying to.
Good analogy.
People just trying to end your careers.
Yeah.
Before they start.
All right, so what else has been going on? We got some surprises out there. It's, you know, Colorado, what's going on there?
Patrick.
We were predicting that they were the best, that they had the best offseason except for maybe St. Louis in terms of getting players.
Yeah.
And yet, look at them. They're off to a terrible start.
The bloom fell off the rose. Well, one thing that I guess they're not playing defense for Wall. I think Varlamov has not played bad. He was hurt a little bit. But you can't give up 40 to 50 shots.
Right.
And expect to win. Maybe they should have went after, got a defenseman.
Is McKinnon having a sophomore slump?
No, he's actually not playing so bad. You know what? They missed Stastny, though. Like they were going to miss Stastny, but they are.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I guess he was like a glue guy too. Like everyone loved him, and they can't replace him. They can't replace his scoring. And Iggy, I will never bash Iggy, but he's having trouble keeping up.
Not up to speed yet.
He's having trouble keeping up. Yeah. That's like a fast team, and they healthy scratch Briere,
wow.
Which is I mean, I know he's old, and you maybe give him a day off, but. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Iggy will kick in, I have a feeling.
I think he'll kick in. You know what the problem is that is not the division to take the first 20 games off in.
No.
I mean,
you know, and I think a lot of teams in a lot of sports where you have a lot of games in the season kind of do that. They kind of ease into the season a little bit. You can't really afford to anymore.
No, because I'll tell you, they're in last place. You know who's right in front of them? The great Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, that's surprising.
They're making me look terrible.
Well, he's a great coach. He'll get him back.
They
got good players down there, too.
Oh, yeah. They have the best. I mean, but that's the other thing. You know, Lindy's already, you know, he's already kind of split up Spezza and, the guy from who was from Edmonton and then went to Ottawa. Can't think of his name right now.
But their defense has been their problem.
Their defense has totally been their problem.
Because they've been scoring.
Yeah, they have been scoring. And, you know, Lehtinen has not played that bad. He's actually played pretty good. The times I've watched them seriously, Lehtinen has not been their problem. They've just kind of played loosey-goosey kind of 1980s hockey.
Yeah.
You know, and letting Sagan's kind of running around, you know, having fun. doing the Malkin shuffle, you know, running around your own end, playing with the puck. I just want to look up real quick because I hate having a brain freeze.
You almost never do.
Thank you for that. The kid that Hemsky.
Oh, Hemsky.
Yeah, they've already kind of split up. They've already split up Hemsky and Spezza. So now they're really loaded up. They're having Spezza with Ben and Sagan. And, you know, I mean, you know, one super line's great, but I'll tell you, if you can have two I mean, you only really need Ben and Sagan on one line. If you can keep Spezza and Hemsley, then you get two lines. And we've always talked about how much we love Dallas's third line.
Yeah, their third line is great.
Yeah, scoring is not the problem. They need better defense. I mean, when Alex Goligoski is your top defenseman, maybe you should have got some better defensemen.
Yeah, because they can score,
or at least come back and play defense. I mean, Sagan, you know I love you, but you can't be flicking the puck around in your own end, dancing around and going back. And yeah, it's making it tough on Lindy. I'll tell you, it's making it tough on Waugh, because you know, look at Nashville. We're even talking about
I know
Nashville's on top of that division.
I know, it's unbelievable.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, Peter Laviolette. Now Peter Laviolette is Scotty Bowman.
He is now.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing a good job. Thank God he's out of Philadelphia. Can you imagine?
Oh man,
like, yeah. it was like a miracle. They're 0-5, and they put Berube in. Like, oh, thank dear Jesus, Merry Christmas. he's getting Nealer to play. You know, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. But you know, but they did get some new players in the Predators land. But I think it's gonna. So I think that's where it's a long season, because I can't believe that Dallas. Walt kill somebody.
Oh yeah, he's not gonna
take that.
Plus, I think they'll come on.
Yeah,
but you don't want to get too far behind too early.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, because you know Minnesota, for as boring as they are, they're racking up points. They're getting points because you know they're playing that trap, and it's just like old school. Jersey Devils.
Well,
they're playing that trap.
Exactly.
They're boring you to death. And Kemper's a good. He's not Brodeur, but he's good enough. And then when they get a little power play, or they get a little they said they like Parisi can put the puck in the net.
Yeah, I can.
In Pominville, and you win 2-1, and then there you go.
That's what they do. They trap them. It is like the old Devils.
It's completely like the
and
old
it's
Devils.
It's boring to watch.
Oh, and I'll
they've got some great players, but I think in Minnesota, but some good young players anyway. But yeah, that trap's boring to watch.
Well, and the sad thing is like the crowd was so quiet, and the crowd was like, it was like they were in church.
Come on, wild crowd.
You know what, though, Frage? I'm not going to get on that crowd because the place, there was no, the down front seats were filled. And I'm not going to call it any, I'm not going to call out, you know, any other team's fans. But I know a lot of the down front people are up in the, you know, the social media booth getting the free roast beef.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at the bar, you know, like, because they're like corporate sponsor people, you know.
Sure.
But those people are right down front. But it wasn't their fault that there was nothing to cheer about for two periods.
Well, and like you say,
you know,
it's effective, but that trap is kind of boring to watch.
Yeah, it's completely boring.
Yeah.
It's completely boring. But, you know, but they're there. And at least, I mean, look, I mean, and, you know, I mean, no one's ever going to worry about Joel Quenneville in the Blackhawks, but they bounced back last night and smoked the Canadians.
Well, they needed to. They've had a little choppy start.
Yeah, and talk about loading up. He had to put Kane with Taze. Just like, you know, yeah, enough's yeah. enough.
Crawford was back.
Crawford's back. You know, I'm not worried about Crawford. I wouldn't worry about Crawford, but they weren't scoring either. It's a weird, but I think these good teams, I think the Penguins have the benefit of new coach, some new guys.
They just look energized.
A little energy.
Yeah.
I think the, and the Bruins, who we haven't talked, we'll get to in a second. The Bruins have all that upheaval to get into gear. The other teams, you know, Chicago and even the Sharks, for that matter. But Chicago, the Sharks, and the Kings, I think that they're just I think they just, it's like, oh my God, it's November. It's not even Christmas yet.
I know. Well, you know, when you're the champs,
people fired up for us. You know?
Right. Well, remember last year with the Kings, you know, and the other year they won the Cup. They had a choppy start.
Yeah, very choppy.
Right? And there were times when you were like, wow, remember Kings weren't scoring at all before they picked up Gabrick.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, Mr. Sutter, I'm going Thursday tomorrow night, or I'm going, I guess, well, by the time everyone hears this, it would have already happened. I'm going to go see John Tavares and the New York Islanders.
That'll be cool.
Yes.
Just to see him.
Oh, I know. It's going to be, he's like royalty.
Yeah, he's great.
I want to see him get a hat trick and we win like 5-3.
That'd be beautiful.
It would be great. Yeah. It'd be great. But anyway, Mr. Sutter, please, you know, let's score some goals. Because Lord knows me and Court and everybody else have sat up last year many a time and not seen much.
Yeah.
So let's turn on the lamp a few times.
Got to get the guys going. But, you know, they've had their scorers out. you know, Gabrick's out and Kopitar's been out.
And, yeah, yeah. And you know what? And Muzzin works really good with Doughty. And freeing up Doughty is huge because he gets the puck up.
Sure he does. And also can set people up.
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of the problem in Colorado a little bit. And Dallas, the D is not getting the puck to the forwards in optimal spaces.
Well, you know, it's funny you
mention moving.
You know, it's funny you mention that. When it seems like a team's having a problem scoring, sometimes it is the defense not getting the puck up.
Right. And that's some of the reason why Sagan and those guys are back there screwing around with the puck. So, but I, you know, we'll say that. But, you know, a team that's really coming on, though, is the Calgary. The Calgary Flames are in the playoffs right as we speak.
They look good now.
And the Kings are not, actually.
Yeah, if you look now.
Yeah, if you look right now.
Yeah.
And that's all Bob Hartley.
Hartley's done a good job.
I really thought that Hartley would, 1 year you get everyone to play tough, and then year two, you're like, yeah, you know, hey, we played tough last year and we won.
No, they're
games.
Drinking the Hartley Kool-Aid, man. They're
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And they Johnny Hockey up there, you know, he's doing good and they're playing well. So,
yeah. Tampa Bay also is doing pretty well.
Yes. And they're making me, you know, they're making me look, you know, and Victor Hedman's out too. Yeah. Victor Hedman's out 6 to 8 weeks. And, but you know what? It's not just Stamkos. You know, the kid Johnson, young guy, and that they are probably one of the toughest, best Russians right now. But I'll tell you what, Malkin and Ovechkin are the old guard, because between Tarasenko and this kid Kucherov in Tampa Bay, they're the new guard, the new Russians, man.
Yeah, man.
That's like the new Red Dawn.
The Russians are coming. Tarasenko reminds me.
I mean, he's your new hurdle.
He's like Ovi. Yeah.
Well, that's the game we go see. We'll go see him play the Blues.
Man, I was impressed with the Blues. And I like that goalie Allen too.
Yeah, we know. Well, Allen's the answer.
Man. That guy made some nice stops.
He's the answer. And you know you're the goaltending expert, because they're not going to win with Elliott. Like, and I think Hitchcock knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, well, hell, that's why they went and got Miller.
right. By the way, Hitchcock looks like Alfred Hitchcock in the with his deadpan expression.
I always say I look like Captain Kangaroo.
Well, he does look like Captain Kangaroo, but I'm talking about he's got that kind of weird expression, like he's thinking of something else.
Yeah, he's thinking of something else. He's thinking about, where are my goals going to come?
How am I going to kill the Zamboni driver? He's got a weird, you know.
He does. He does have like that weird kind of look in his eye.
Who would you say is the rookie of the month, if you had to pick a rookie of the month?
Well, you know, sometimes you hate to sound like it's all home cooking, but it has to be Tanner Pearson, right?
From the Kings.
It has. Yeah. I mean, the 70s line.
Yeah, that's
the only people scoring for the Kings.
Yeah. Yeah, they're keeping a minute.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, Toffoli, I mean, Jesus, Toffoli might be an MVP choice.
Toffoli's awesome.
I love him to death, man. The funny thing is with Pearson is, I think the rookie cutoff is 25 games or 26, and he played, because everyone's like, people are like, if you're listening, like, how can he be the rookie?
Because he played last year.
And he won the cup. You know?
Yeah, but he came in late.
Yeah, he only played 25 games last year.
Ah, see, that's
the
cutoff.
He's right on. Yeah, he'll win, like, Stanley Cup and Rookie of the Year. And, well it is a long season.
Yeah, it is.
I feel bad because, you know, Gibby would have had a chance to win it.
Yeah, he would.
Pittsburgh kid, have been fun to see him. But 6 to 8, with a groin's bad though for a goalie, right?
For a goalie, that can, it's bad for anyone, but for a goalie, that's real tough.
Yeah, I would.
You got to do the splits, and you got to do all that. It's going to be tough.
And then Anderson's already. Well, I guess Anderson should be back before 6 to 8.
So we got the third string goalie.
I think Anderson's actually.
Oh, is he coming back?
Yeah, I think he'll definitely be back, because LaBarbera. Well, or else they'll have to go out and get someone, because they're not going to let LaBarbera.
He can't hang for too long.
No, he can't hang for. He'll be rolling. It'll be you.
Yeah, I'm ready. I told you, I'm ready to go. I got a bad groin too, but I'm ready.
Yours is from overuse.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of which, how about Mike Delzato?
Yeah.
Speaking of overused groins.
That's funny.
He's in trouble with porn star Lisa Ann. Why is that?
Well, nothing wrong with a single and one to mingle. Mike Delzato, when he was a Ranger, he was, I guess he was hanging out with all the porn stars. And then for years, I guess he was hounding this one to like set me up with your friends.
Oh.
So I guess he wanted to have his cake and eat it too.
Uh-huh.
And I guess she just got sick of hearing about it, or TMZ gave her some money or whatever. But she's putting it right, put a whole thing about how all the times he's hounded her to hook up with her friends.
She's blocking him.
Yeah. What's funny is Delzato's career has been on the skitter for like 5 years. And they couldn't figure out what's wrong. Maybe if you worried about, playing some hockey and not worried about being with the playmates, he would. I mean, really, he's been a complete disappointment.
Delzato.
Yeah. He's really been a disappointment. So we'll see. It's just the whole thing's great because he's a Flyer.
Yeah, you're happy about it, man.
You anything to make the Flyers look bad, we'll take.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was watching, they had a thing last night about where he hit Sid. And then scored the goal right after that. Remember that?
Oh, you mean Giroux.
Giroud.
And that's when Laviolette, who I'll always be nice, who I'm nice to, but that's when he said Giroud's the greatest player in the world.
No, that was a good play.
He got a little drunk. Laviolette drunk on his own Kool-Aid there.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah. We still have not talked about the big bad Boston Bruins.
Without Chara, the
inverse Chara, Torrey Krug, the little person, who I think is completely overrated.
Take two of him to get to Chara.
Three or four, maybe. But you're the man you don't like so much. He's been the man I love stepping up.
Yeah.
Milan Lucic.
Lucic, who I don't like.
Putting him on his back.
Man, he's good.
He's putting him on his back. And then the number one rat in the world, Brad Marchand's coming up huge, too. I love friends who are Bruins fans, and it's nice to see. I think from all of our perspectives as wanting the Wings and the Penguins to win the cup, I think it'd be great for Boston not to make the playoffs. But as a true fan of the sport, it's a crime not to have Boston make the playoffs.
I love it when the OG6 make it.
Yeah, no, so I'm glad they're keeping up. I'm glad they're keeping up the pace. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of Brad's, Brad Richards.
Yes.
Who we thought might be through is scoring, not through, but just fading a little. He's scoring some goals.
Yeah, well, you know what? Last year we thought he was done. This year I said, you know what? He's got to be rejuvenated playing with the Blackhawks, right?
Yeah.
He's
getting some goals.
He's getting some goals.
And they needed him.
They needed him. But, Boston, they just, Claude Julien, they extended his contract.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a nice move because you don't want the people to think, I wonder what's going to happen, because who knew that they would be who knew they'd go on this roll now? So it's kind of nice they extended this contract. And it's like, hey, you know what? No matter what happens, Claude's the coach. So no one could get in the back of their minds. Hey, you know what I mean?
It's the first thing
that happens when something goes south is, I mean, maybe the coach will go.
Yeah, they always go there first.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
it's got to be a tough gig.
Because you're going to get fired.
At some point, yeah.
Even Scotty Bowman's been fired.
Yeah, that says it all.
When you say everyone can be traded, like Gretz got traded and Scotty Bowman got fired. Yeah. So,
yeah, it can happen to anyone. You're right. And then look at Patrick Roy. Last year, everyone's singing his praises.
Right.
Now he's off to a shaky start.
Yeah. And, the other coach that, it almost mirrors a little bit is my friend and yours, Michel Therrien.
Yeah.
In Montreal, because now they're starting to get a little bit of a skid. And, the same exact thing happened. I actually called it happening last year. I thought that Therrien's welcome mat would be worn out.
That's a tough place to play. That's like playing, for the Yankees. It's like having Steinbrenner looking over your shoulder. The fans there don't tolerate it.
No, but Therrien just works his player. Montreal, that's why they played. Price We all know that's your favorite. I love Price.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great. And they, you know, Subban. Love Subban.
Love him.
And I love all their forwards. I love watching the Canadians the way they play. But you know, but Therrien has them playing. They all buy in, and then now they've been buying in for like 3 or 4 years. And at some point, they stop buying into playing that because they're not big guys, and they go at it 100%.
Yeah, you got to go all out. You know, in that style. Yeah,
yeah, and that's why he coaches.
And you get banged up when you're small,
and that's the way he coaches. Look what happened with the Penguins. You know, he took them from doormats to the brink. And then they're like, you know, they just need a break. Then they got Disco Dan, but they still had the discipline,
yeah,
that Therrien instilled.
Well, I think he's a good coach, and you know, but I see what you're saying. That kind of fiery coach can wear on you after a while,
right? And and it's exactly what I mean. And it's kind of like, I mean, unfortunately for Toronto, Carlisle's a fiery coach, but he never take him to the brink,
right? Right. He has still got to.
But that's when people are saying like what Edmonton needs. We had that conversation. They needed someone like look at Hartley in Calgary. It's the same thing. It's just boom, he's in there, you know, cleaning people's clocks and people wake up.
Yeah, he's got them going. Yeah. And I think it works usually better when they're there initially. You know, like you say, a couple years in, it's maybe does not as effective.
Right.
You know, when they first get there, everybody's like, okay, this guy, we better shape up.
Yeah, and you start winning a little bit, and everyone loves it. Hey, we love how hard Therrien's cracking the whip, and this is great. And like 4 years in, everyone gets a kind of a new contract, a couple guys come and go, they've been close a couple of times, then the season starts falling apart, and it's still November.
And I
really love Therrien because like he beat the Flyers all 7 games.
You gotta love that.
One year, and they should be making the statue.
For you, that guy should have a statue. But you know, I think Montreal comes back and has a good year. I think the Avalanche have a good year once they get untracked.
Yeah, it's gonna.
But they better get going.
Yeah, they better get going. It's gonna be like the Joe Bartnik. Not the Joe Bartnik Cup, but that's going to be the seed. Because it's going to be St. Louis. I mean, Minnesota's not going anywhere this year now. But I'll tell you who's disappointing is Vanek. It's weird how I'm a firm believer in losing players there's a reason why guys are in losing teams.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, yeah.
Like Vanek, last night, like, what was he doing? I'm sorry you didn't watch the game, but it's like he was just like passing up shots, making stupid passes. It's like they gave Vanek all that money to not do anything.
I still think that the Wild have some good players.
Well, that's what I mean. Vanek's one of them. I don't know, he's supposedly one of them, but I mean, I don't know
what they're doing because they looked to me flat. And last year in the playoffs, they looked anything but flat.
You know what's funny is that the Penguins dodged a bullet because the Cookie Monster was hurt yesterday. or we might be talking about Crosby's concussion right now. or Gino, he may be back. Gino may be back for the playoffs after, you know, a Cookie Monster slew foot. You know, you never know. But yeah. I mean, well, that's why they got, you know. That's what happened.
Now, do you believe in this in sports in general? We've been talking about teams that get off to a slow start. Do you think it's teams that get off to a fast start and then fade? You see it in basketball all the time. And
yeah, well, it happened. I mean, yes, I do agree with that. And I do believe teams can get hot at the wrong times.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, hot at the wrong. A lot of times, teams are hot in February, February is a bad time to be hot in the NHL.
Yeah,
and the other thing is, teams that seem to go on long streaks. It's happened to the Penguins twice: one in the Lemieux era, one in the Crosby era, where they just seem to take, you know, that they want to win that game in February so bad. Maybe there's not enough left.
Yeah.
But back to your point, though, I think the hotness is like, you know, I think you don't want your goaltender too hot in February.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
But even like now, you see your team winning a lot of games now. You want to win. You know, you want to win as many games as possible, obviously. But it seems like if you get hot early, and like you say, February is a real bad time because then you could be fading
right.
for playoffs. But even now, some teams just take off, build up a big record. End of the year, they don't have anything left.
Well, like I think it's bad if you're not coaching for the bigger picture. Right. I think if you're winning and you're coaching for the and you're coaching, that's one thing. But like we'll just use like the Penguins as an example. If they just keep winning at this pace, and they never change up, like maybe see what Bo Bennett does with when Bo Bennett comes back. See what he does with Sid and put Hornquist with Crosby.
Right.
I mean with Geno. You know what I mean? Or like, you know, or just bring up, or like with their defense, see some of these rookies in Wilkes-Barre, bring them up and see if they can play, then maybe make a trade. If they just always go with the status quo, kind of what Disco did too much. You know, uh-huh. I think you should always be experimenting in the regular season. If you know you're going to make the playoffs, obviously some teams have to play the best the whole way through. But you know what I mean?
But right. But if you have a team that you know is playoff bound, and I guess there's a few teams that you can
right.
say are going to do that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know,
experiment with your defensive pairings and bring guys in and out. And yeah.
Right. You know,
give your backup goalie a couple shots.
Right. I mean, like, you know, like right now, like what Chicago's doing, and they kind of have Kane and Taze all, you know, they're playing together.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
I think if they do that the whole rest of the regular season and they get 130 points, and then what's that really do when they're going to run into like the Kings, and then Kings are going to match up their top line against them and neutralize them when they could have maybe had three good lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
You know, I think sure it does. But at this point, I think they're just looking for scoring.
Right. I'm just trying to find examples of that being too Penguin centric.
Well, because you guys are off to a great start.
Right.
It actually surprised me as to how sharp Penguins look. They look really sharp.
Yeah, I think we got a good coach.
Yeah,
I'm not going to put him in the Hall of Fame yet, but I think we have a good coach.
But he's done well so far, and they look they're energized.
Yeah, they're energized. I'm energized. It's what a fun show.
Yeah, man, it was great.
The captain, you're the best.
Great. And by the way, happy upcoming birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I will be in New York for that one.
Wow, man.
We're doing the New York.
What are you doing?
The All In Tour hits the New York Comedy Fest, me and Paul Verzey, and very special guests. At least we know one is Ari Shaffir.
Oh, Ari. Oh, he just did his special.
This is the HBO tour. Special.
Yeah.
And a couple other guys that are huge that are probably going to do it. I'm not trying to be an ass, but I can't say
it. We can't say it right now.
Can't say it right now. And then I'm also going to be at Caroline's all week with from the league, the great Steve Renazzisi.
Oh, love him, man.
Yeah.
Great comic, great guy.
It was going to be fun.
Love that show.
And the captain.
I'm at the mothership, as you call it, and it is indeed that. I'm really... That's what they call it.
The legendary.
Time. Yeah, it's a great station, KLOS. I'm lucky to be there, and they've got a great... I've been having a really fun time on the new time slot.
Well, I love how you have the Canadian, you know, like the Sid, everyone just lucky to be there, and, you know, he has to put the pocket in that. We're lucky he went in. No. You're a great DJ. You're a legend. You deserve to be. You deserve to be there.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's like absolutely. And it's.
I'm having a ball.
It's November. It's November. So if you're Canadian, I love seeing the poppies.
Oh, the poppies. Yeah.
Yeah. I love seeing the poppies for the veterans. Veterans Day is coming up.
Veterans Day.
To all the vets, we love you out there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your service. The ones in out there now working, anyone who served, we love
thank
the vets.
Thank God for the vets.
Thank God for the vets.
God bless them. And thanks for joining us on Puck Off, Joe. Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maria, great show.
Yeah. Maria's on it. Boom.
All right. There you go. We'll see you next time, guys.